people are wondering how Edward Snowden got to the NSA in the first place. How did he get hired? Now managers in the intelligence community may be taking a closer look at other relationships with contractors who were provided cleared like clearance. Evan Lesser is the managing director of clearancejobs.com, and he joins us now with some insight. Hi, Evan.
Good morning, Emily. Tom.
So, Evan, I just want to hear your take as somebody who knows the clearance process well. How do you think someone like Edward Snowden, who is a self-professed high school dropout who has had a variety of short-term jobs, how would somebody like this be able to get a security clearance?
Well, I think, you know, it's obvious that he must have been pretty good at whatever technologies were his specialty to get hired. So, I think that people have to understand that having a high school or having a college degree is not always 100% requirement for getting on the job. It's usual, it's common, but it's not always a requirement. The government is always seeking out people that have certain specific skill sets, and it will be interesting to know over time what Mr. Snowden had in terms of skills that made him so desirable that a high school education was not necessary.
Now, it's hard to tell what his psychological tendencies are or were, but there seems to be, like, I don't know, some self-indulgence in there. Is there anything in the clearance process that flags people that could be, people that don't honor oaths that they made?
There is, and I think, the interesting thing will be to go back and take a look at Mr. Snowden's hiring process and understand what happened at that point. I think they could look for signs or signals that the clearance investigator or adjudicators, might have missed any information that Mr. Snowden conveyed that, in retrospect might cause the government to open its eyes and say, aha, that's the key we're looking for. Additionally, as we kind of discussed before, putting more weight on his skills versus lack of education, might come to play. Additionally, I think it'll be interesting to note whether Mr. Snowden had a polygraph administered, when and what were the results. Publicly, I don't think we're going to get a whole lot of answers to those questions, but it should be able to help the government in terms of where to proceed in the future. But there are questions on the standard forms. There are questions that Investigators Act that deal with specific political leanings and things of that nature, but surely there's room for improvement.
And how, you just said room for improvement. What are those types of questions, and how reliable are they from a scientific standpoint?
Well, there's a couple things to keep in mind. I think the main thing to keep in mind is that when the government issues a clearance to a U.S. citizen, they're taking a calculated risk. That said, the clearance process has improved over the years in terms of efficiencies. It's surely faster, more electronic, and, more people are getting their clearances faster. But at the same time, not a whole lot of improvements have been made to increase the quality of investigations or the type of information that is asked. I think it's pretty clear now that some new questions on the standard forms and in investigations for clearance regarding, use and misuse of technology systems, thoughts on openness of information on the web, political leanings, past are you a communist, and the applicant's thoughts on privacy and secrecy may need to be added or existing questions tweaked. The government has changed questions on the standard forms in the past. They could do it again.
We're speaking with Evan Lesser. He's the co-founder and managing director of clearancejobs.com. And, of course, if you ask questions about political leanings, that sounds a little bit like the IRS, because it seems like over the years, people from really all political stripes have been guilty of these kinds of violations. So could that actually help?
Truly. I think it's information that is useful in the entire adjudication process, where they're looking at the person as a whole, not necessarily any individual specific thing, like a specific political leaning or a specific thing that they've done or not done. But, the investigators and standard forms do ask questions about allegiance to the United States and, it kind of harkens back to the Cold War days, but they were looking for communists way back when. So obviously changes need to be made, but it's a slippery slope when you think about the IRS and the targeting that they were doing. Without a doubt, too many questions could be a political nightmare, but at the same time, it seems that something has to change in order to get better information on clearance applicants.
And when you're talking about someone like Snowden, who has these skills very much in demand, these cybersecurity skills, we're always hearing about need for more cyber workers in the federal government. Do they go through an abbreviated clearance process because the government is so eager to get them on the job?
No, not usually. There are definitely some areas where skills will tend to outweigh a formal education. I think about cybersecurity. I think about linguists or political advisors and things of that nature, or cultural advisors, I should say. And there are definitely jobs where skills outweigh education. But in Mr. Snowden's case, it appears that he was a systems administrator, which is not necessarily anything too highly specialized that the government is desperate to find. There could be another story that we simply haven't heard yet, but the concept is that he was a systems administrator and had privileged access to certain networks.
And looking back over the history of people that have betrayed this trust, do any patterns emerge? Are there any warning signs that agencies can turn to if they see someone engaging in that might be a sign that they're going to go bad?
There are some patterns you can put together, but it's been a pretty mixed bag. Most leaks of classified information in the past 60s, 70s, 80s were really due to financial concerns. An individual who had a lust for power and need for money was obviously more willing to give up national security information. But what we've seen with the last two cases of Mr. Snowden and Bradley Manning is that these were individuals who seemed to have some manner of own personal agenda, whatever that is, and the information was released very publicly. So the field is changing a bit. These leaks are definitely not the classic kind that they were many years ago. But it is important to remember that at least for the last two, Mr. Manning was a government employee, while Mr. Snowden was a contractor.
And along those lines, just briefly, does it matter at all that Snowden here is in fact a contractor as opposed to a federal employee where the idea of security clearance is concerned?
Well, some people may say that's a concern, but think about this. The federal government has been consistently using contractors to provide products and services to them really since the earliest days of the birth of the United States. I think it's about 18% of our fighting forces in the Revolutionary War were contractors. So they're a part of the nation's history, in every conflict, on every battlefield, and working side by side with government employees. I think only time will tell if the government's relationship with contractors will change due to the Snowden fallout. But the thing to keep in mind is that government contractors and government employees undergo the same investigation for a clearance. They take the same oath to protect classified information and often have the same jobs. A large percentage of government contractors are former government employees.
Sure.
Just as many government employees used to be contractors. So it's a little bit of a fallacy to cast all contractors in a negative light and say government employees are inherently better. Really, the only difference
all
is
right.
Where their paychecks come from.
Evan Lesser is co-founder and managing director of ClearanceJobs.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tom.